there. It's right there. So the cat's walking around. The cat's walking around in your present moment, in your physical M space. There's the cat. And it's doing its thing. It's walking on the, you know, it's on the catwalk. No, it's on the dresser. It's just walking across. It's like, you know, batting little things off onto the floor, whatever it's doing. And that's all in the present. It's these are objects and things in the physical space that are in the present. And then it walks past a photograph of you from a year ago. Well, that's the past right there. What does the cat see? Well, the cat just doesn't know that that's from the past, but the radio it just walked by, that's just here. We bought that a while ago, but... So it matters, right? Like, does it matter to the cat? Like, well, yeah, well, but we... the hat that's there, we bought that. What do you mean, bought that? Somebody gave it to you, it was there. What was it before that? Where was it? Well, yes, but we bought the candle. The candle's from the past. It's just here. Blinking in and out of nowhere. Recreating. So who or where or what is... See, it's too simple. It's too simple. And the minute it is hijacked by the interpreter of the English programming language, which is an actual... What was her name? Is her name Crystal? You could name it. Name the interpreter. Okay, so when you build systems and software, you know you have this. You have a computer. You have a phone. You're a programmer. You're, right? You name your little things. You name systems so you can go back to them. So we're naming the little... There's an English programming language interpreter, and it's a little... What is it? You know, what's it the shape of? A gnome? Maybe it's a gnome. Maybe it's a little elf. Maybe it's a little dragon. Maybe it's a little heart-shaped... You know, what is he or she or it? This would be a good one, right? So, and then give her a name. This is the interpreter of the English programming language that lives somewhere southeast of your pineal gland. You know, in your head, right there, right next to the pineal gland. Well, no, a little lower, a little back. Yeah, there she is, right? She sits right there in a little chair. And she's the one that, when she hears the words, she puts them all together, and then she, you know, she triggers the nervous system, that's her job. She sits there, she's like, she's fast. She's real fast. So where does the English programming language live? Lives in the field. Where does the interpreter live? Oh, in your brain. No, in your nervous system. No, in the field. No. What's her name? Crystal? Our interpreter, her name is Crystal, and she sits in a little chair. She's pretty comfortable. And, she's right in the brain, somewhere in there. And she's just like that chip in the computer that, you know, in the code that interprets the language and does something. Input, output. Give it the code, it runs through, program counter, registers, memory, input, output, bits, bytes, boom, 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 boom. Send that shit to the screen, RGB, red, green, blue, FF1987, pink, pink 5. So pink 5 changes. Pink 5 is a variable. And, well, not to skip ahead, but 11 days, 16 hours, 55 minutes. 11 days, 16 hours, 55 minutes. 11 days, 16 hours, 55 minutes. So where's that? Oh, well, it's out there. It's coming up. Words, right? Code, words. 11 days, 16 hours, 55 minutes. Where is it right now? Where's that moment now? Well, it's coming. It's on a conveyor belt. Yeah, you see it? Look out there. Use your imagination. There it is. There it is. It's on a conveyor belt. It's coming to me. That's right. You have it all measured out. In 11 days, 16 hours, 54 minutes, and 49 seconds, that moment. See, it's a moment. It's a conveyor belt of moments. Each moment is, you know, well, they change a little bit, but no. It's a machine of moments. And it's almost here. Oh, good. Fine swell day. Fine swell day. It'll be a fine swell day later. It will be in the future. Future tense. English programming language. So that's what we should all do. We should all personify, anthropomorphize our interpreters. The interpreters, you know, and where precisely, you know, that's it, you know. We have to have that. And it would be a key part of our nervous system, because if we hear certain words, all of a sudden, the whole nervous system's jacked. If you hear other words, like, oh, great. So there's something here, right? The language again. It's a parasitic virus, is what it is. It's nothing to be afraid of. There's no bad guys here. That's the, right? The bad guys live inside the program. The programming language supports the notion of bad guys, right? That's what that is, right? Two English, that's a, it's one phrase, it's one thing, right? Because if you just say bad, that could be good. Bad guys. No. They're bad, man. Badass. Don't do it. So the new code is Z113A. What? Why'd you have to skip to that now? That was too big of a jump. All right, we're going back. Rewind. Okay, they're spelling Earth differently. They just gave us a new code. Earth now. Okay, so remember, nothing's free for real the way they want you to think it is, right? Free is the biggest M-fuck, mind-fuck. Free is the most expensive price on planet Earth. Free is the most twisted idea ever. It's like one of the linchpins that once you realize it's whatever. I mean, come on already. This is so boring. This game is so rigged. It's so old. It's so stupid, you know. And everyone's still playing it. So what are you gonna do? We're not playing it. So the notion of trading hours, right? That's prostitution. That's the definition of prostitution. Yeah, what's the problem? Yeah. JR, what's the last one? JR3, right? Okay, listen. Tell us, don't just launch into it. We're in the middle of 40 things here. Yeah. So let's go, we're talking what? Telos, Da, MVP, right? What's the end game here? The end game is a collect call, right? Yes. Because they got to be put into one of the buckets. They got to be put into... This is Harry Potter's sorting hat, right? This is the beginning of the sorting hat. This is round one, level one, ring one, instar one, level zero, the void. It's before zero, right? Pink tent, 404, exactly. Kanamana Chia. So, now that we've cleared that out of the ether, air, noosphere, right? Kanamana Chia, not a meme. Koge coin, Doge coin, Bitcoin, blockchain, blockhead. Yeah. Yeah, well, forget. No. Please do. No. Hold. What are you saying? Yeah. Mars, right? You. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So if you're tuning in, they'd like to hear your, No, they don't want to hear your thoughts. That's like, nobody wants to hear anybody's thoughts anymore. There's enough thinking and thoughts and jing-jang, jing-a-lang, ding-dong, bling-along. What is it? These are expressions of the heart, right? Filtered, yes. I mean, thinking has to be there and stuff, but this is art, which heart has the art in the earth, which is the same word but different, right? H-E-A-R-T-E-A-R-T-H, earth, heart, art, hearth. All right. So where are we going with this? Don't. That's... We're already there. Oh, here we are again. Now, aren't we working towards something in the future? Don't we have to, like, work towards something in the future? Yes, we have to work towards no more working towards the future. Being in the present, which is where? We already missed it. It's already gone. Here it is again. Didn't come from anywhere. It just keeps happening. This is it. This is the end. We're in the beginning. It's stop it. So that's the game, then, to stop the clock. But remember, the dogs don't necessarily want the clock to stop. But the cats are blinking out of that reality, out of that existence. Let's just do it already. So we've heard the new theme, the new 5D cyber tube theme seems to be, you know, pulling the Band-Aid off. That's what's happening here, right? End of the simulation, cleaning up, whatever, timeline split, whatever you want to, you know.